John Elliston, how did you get the latest audits of the city evidence room?
Through a fairly routine public records request. Every few months, we ask the APD and the city to provide us with their internal evidence room audits, and they've been pretty good about it. They've supplied the several last year's worth, and we've published all of them.
Are these audits internal audits?
These are internal audits that are required, in one sense, by the APD's professional association that it belongs to. And then a lot of well-run evidence rooms do these regular audits just as a matter of best practices.
So it sounds as if there is a certification or an accreditation procedure that
they're
going through.
That's right. Once a year, they do a very sizable audit to meet that accreditation standard.
If I understand the story correctly, three limited quarterly audits and one major audit?
That's right. Those are the ones that have been conducted this year, and those are the ones we recently published.
And did these audits reveal any ongoing problems?
Well, the ongoing problem is really the persistent problem of the past, which is that someone removed a good number of drugs, guns, and cash from the old evidence room. These new audits are continuing to document some of what's missing from that period. It looks like from about 2006 to 2010 that most of the items went missing.
What steps did the new evidence room manager take to clean up the evidence room?
The new manager, who's been on staff since March, has instituted a lot of new procedures and policies and some important logistical changes, as he describes them. For example, there's new and better packaging standards for drugs that he's put in place.
The former evidence manager, William Lee Smith, entered a plea to federal charges and resigned his position. Has he been sentenced?
He has not been sentenced. He pled guilty, as you said, a few months ago, or agreed to plea. We anticipate that he'll be sentenced in perhaps in a couple months.
A couple of years ago, the city of Asheville commissioned an audit of the evidence room. Whatever happened to that audit?
That audit, the somewhat famous or infamous audit that cost $175,000, was conducted by a private contractor hired by the city, Blue Line Systems. It's supposedly, or we think it's the most thorough record of what went missing from the evidence room. The completed sizable audit went to District Attorney Ron Moore. He since held on to it, but says that he'll be willing to release it once the former manager is sentenced.
Did the State Bureau of Investigation ever release its copy of the results of its probe of the Asheville Police Department evidence room?
No, nothing too extensive from the SBI on that, though they did cooperate with the federal prosecutors and issued some statements when the former manager agreed to plead guilty.
Why should I be concerned about how the evidence room is managed?
Well, it's a problem for justice, both for the accused and for the accuser. If evidence goes missing, cases can be tossed or pled down. We saw several cases here in Asheville stemming from drug cases to a rape case where compromised evidence gave us the specter of justice not being served.
John Elliston is investigations and open government editor at Carolina Public Press, an online investigative reporting service. John, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.